This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our first reading this morning comes from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears the Almighty and acts uprightly is acceptable to God. You know the words sent to the Israelites as God proclaimed peace throughout Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." Our affirmation of faith is in your bulletin. Let's rise and join together in affirming our belief. This Easter day, we rejoice that death is not the last word. God raised Jesus from death, turning sorrow into joy, despair into hope. We sing of Jesus raised from the dead. We sing hallelujah. The risen Christ lives today, present to us and the source of our hope. We sing of a church seeking to continue the story of Jesus by embodying Christ's presence in the world. We are called together by Christ as a community of broken but hopeful believers, hoping what he loved, living what he taught, striving to be faithful servants of God in our time and place, even as we look in hope for a new heaven and a new earth. Amen.
Our focus scripture for the morning is from the Gospel according to John. John's version of the resurrection of Jesus. A version is found in all four Gospels. I invite you to read and compare. Notice the similarities, the differences, and give thanks to God for all of the stories that we find of Jesus' resurrection in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Pay close attention to the words of John's resurrection story. Early in the morning of the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." Peter and the other disciple left to go to the tomb. They were running together, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and was the first to arrive there. Bending down to take a look, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Following him, Simon Peter entered the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there. He also saw the face cloth that had been on Jesus' head. It wasn't with the other clothes, but was folded up in its own place. Then the other disciple, the one who arrived at the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They didn't yet understand the scripture that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to the place where they were staying. Mary stood outside near the tomb, crying. As she cried, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the foot. The angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She replied, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him." As soon as she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was a gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, for I haven't yet gone up to my Father. Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I'm going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene left and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord." Then she told them what he said to her. These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God. As far as the disciples, Mary, and the other followers of Jesus were concerned on that first day of the week, that early morning, there was no hope now. All was lost. The one whom they loved, who they had followed, who taught them God's ways, was dead and gone. That's it. They were hoping that this would be a new age, a new time in their lives, in the lives of the countries in which they lived, in the life of the world. And it had been taken away, snuffed out. No hope. Can't say that I blame them, can you? If you put yourselves in their place, how would you feel? If we could block out the story, the rest of the story, just up to through Holy Saturday, would you feel the same way? I think I would. Deep despair, depression. So deep a despair, so deep in shock and grief were those folk that they missed the signs of hope. Jesus had warned them. Jesus had told them what was going to happen. They didn't believe it. They denied it. Didn't want to think about it, talk about it, face it in any way. Yet what he had predicted came true. No hope. At least they thought so. But they missed the signs. Did you catch the signs in the story we just shared together? The signs of hope? Mary goes to the tomb. The stone is rolled away, a sign of hope. But she was too grief-stricken to recognize it. She was focused on death, not new life. The other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, John tells us, runs to the tomb, looks in, sees the linen cloth lying there, no body, a sign of hope. But he missed it. Also in grief and shock and despair. Couldn't focus on what Jesus had promised them to come afterward. Couldn't remember it. Simon Peter missed it too. Did you catch that one? The face cloth lying in a different place, all neatly folded. How tidy. Again, so grief-stricken, so saddened. Couldn't recall, couldn't bring to mind what Jesus had told them would come next after his death. All of the hopes that the disciples had, all of the hopes that Jesus' followers had, that had heard him teach and preach, all their hope was gone on that Good Friday. It continued to deepen that loss of hope on Holy Saturday. In the face of tragedy, hope can be easily dashed, can't it? We know that from experience, don't we? In today's world, the world that we live in, the world that we experience each and every day, there are no shortage of situations that seem hopeless, right? The world seems to be taking a step backwards, heading back to what was before. Not new life, but old life. It's a lot safer. It's a lot less challenging. But that's not God's vision for the world. We know that on this Easter Sunday morning as we celebrate Christ's resurrection again. Even when things seem most hopeless, the resurrection reminds us that hope still lives for anything, for everything that God has in mind for God's world, God has in mind for us, each and every one of us. Last Palm Sunday, we gathered around this table, a table of celebration, of triumph, of joy. Thursday night, we gathered around this table again, a somber table, a saddened table, a table of betrayal, a table of arrest, of pending death. But today, this morning, we gather around this table, a table of joy and thanksgiving, a table of resurrection, a table of hope. In the midst of everything that seems hopeless to us, there's still hope. God says so. The resurrection says so. Molly Baskett, who's one of the still speaking writers of the daily devotionals that are emailed to me from the denomination, shared this proverb, this modern proverb with me this morning. I share it with you. Everything turns out all right in the end. If it's not all right, it's not the end. Jesus' followers thought it was the end, and that wasn't all right. But it wasn't the end, was it? The resurrection brings a new beginning, a new hope. Everything's not all right in our world, but the resurrection reminds us that it's not the end until everything is all right. God's all right. For us, for the world, Easter is the ultimate sign of hope that we can celebrate. The resurrection brings us hope. Thanks be to God for that. Praise God for that. Hallelujah for that. Jesus lives. Hope lives. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.